The final sermon in our series on Jonah that we've been working through this summer. And just to give you a bit of context, Jonah was sent to go preach to the city of Nineveh and to call them to repent. This was a city that didn't know God, and God sent Jonah. Jonah didn't want to go. God, through various means, turned him around. He eventually went to preach to Nineveh. He didn't think they would listen, but they did. And they repented and they turned back to God. And believe it or not, Jonah got upset about this. And we pick up the story there at Jonah chapter 4, verse 1. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong that the city of Nineveh repented, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? This is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Jonah had gone out and sat down at the place east of the city, and there he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. But at the dawn of the next day, God provided a worm which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die, and he said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" "It is," he said, "and I'm so angry, I wish I were dead." But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not then have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?"
Should we pray as we start? Why don't I pray? Dear Father God, thank you that you're good and kind and loving towards us. Please help us now to learn more about you so that we can live in your world and please you, and so that we can live in your world knowing your love for us. Amen. Amen.
Now, I want you just to think by yourself for a second. How do you think God feels about you? Just have a think. Do you think, as you look at your life, you think about your life, is God happy towards you? Or is God sad towards you? Do you think he looks at what you do and think, "Wow, I love you"? Or do you think he's angry with us? Just have a moment to think. Think about those times when you do that really kind, that really loving thing to your brother or sister. Don't you think sometimes, "Wow, that must make God happy with me"? Think about those moments when you're mean to your brother or sister or to someone. Don't you in your heart sometimes feel like God's sad with you, sometimes cross with you, sometimes angry with you? Well, the message of Jonah chapter 4 comes in verse 2. Have a look at verse 2 of Jonah chapter 4. The message is this. What's God like? God is gracious and compassionate. He's slow to anger and abounding in love. And that is the message we need to hear as Christian people. We've got a God who is gracious. He's kind. He's good. He's lovely towards us. He doesn't get cross quickly. He's slow to get angry. And he's very, 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 very loving. And I hope that the story of Jonah chapter 4 will help us realize and stop living like this, feeling that God loves us and God doesn't love us, and God loves us and God doesn't love us. Because the truth is, God is a God who loves us because of who he is and not because of what we're like. So let's dive into the story, because this story is good news for Jonah. It's good news for the people of Nineveh, who are very, very wicked. It's good news for people like me, who are also very, very wicked. And it's good news for our world, where people live who are very, very
wicked. And keep in mind, the message throughout the whole of today is, what's God like? Verse 2, God is gracious. He's compassionate. He's slow to get angry. And he's a God of absolute love. Now, Andrew helped us with the story a tiny bit, didn't he? God said to Jonah, I want you to go. And Jonah said, no way. God said, go to them. But Jonah thought, no way am I going. I'm not going. So he had an idea. I'm going to run away. And that made him happy. He ran away and didn't do what God wanted. And well, that went wrong when God sent a storm to say, I'm going to push you back. I'm going to blow you back. And Jonah said, no, you don't. So what did he do? Rather than go back with the wind, he jumped in the water. And he thought, that'd teach God. But suddenly he realized he was in the water. And oh, bother, that's a bit of trouble, isn't it? And he said sorry to God. And what was God like to Jonah? God was slow to get angry. He was gracious and he was compassionate, and he rescued Jonah. And he spat him out on dry land, and God said, it's time to go, isn't it? And Jonah thought, well, I don't want to go in a fish again. So, okay. And off he went. And he went to the big, bad city of Nineveh, and he said, 40 days' time, God is going to squash you. You live in God's world and you don't love God. And God is angry about that. And in 40 days' time, you are going to get it from God. And the people didn't do what Jonah wanted them to do. The people felt sad. And they said to God, please forgive us. And, well, they didn't know if God would forgive them or not. But one person in the story knew exactly what God would do. Jonah knew that God would forgive them. Jonah knew that God wouldn't squash them. Jonah knew that God loved them. And God forgave them. And that didn't make Jonah happy. It made Jonah very sad. It didn't just make him sad. It made him mad. Verse 2, he starts shouting at God. Look at what he says to God. Verse 2. Isn't this what I said when I was still at home? That's why I blooming ran away. I said you're going to forgive them. That's why I didn't want to tell them about you. And you went and forgave them anyway. Jonah was very, very cross that God had forgiven them. Now, why is that? Surely he should be happy. Surely this massive city that didn't love God, he went and said, God's angry. Surely he should be happy that God forgave them. But he wasn't. And you know what? I think you and me are a little bit like Jonah. We like God being kind to us. I love it that God forgives me. But sometimes I like people getting what's coming to them. Just think of people at school. You've got some friends and that makes you happy. Imagine what you feel like when a friend of yours teases you. Don't you feel a bit sad? Don't you feel a bit angry? Now just imagine that friend who's bullying you trips over. How do you feel when they trip over and they bump their nose? Don't you actually quite like it? Don't you think, I'm glad that happened to them? What about that friend who's been bullying you, been teasing you, been mean to you? What do you feel like when everything goes well? They get a head teacher's award. What do you feel like when they score the winning goal in football? What do you feel like when people are really kind to them? Don't you feel a bit angry and wish that people were kind to you? Don't you wish that deep down they would trip over and something bad would happen to them because deep down they're bad to you? And it's not just kids at school that feel this. Don't you sometimes feel this about friends and family and work colleagues? I think the message that God teaches Jonah is good news to us as well as to Jonah. Jonah was angry. Angry that God was kind to the people. Angry that he had forgiven them. Why was that? Well, the people of Nineveh were bullies. They bullied everyone they came into contact with. And they came into contact with God's people and they bullied them. And I imagine at times they maybe even bullied Jonah. And he hated them. And he wanted God to squash them. But God was kind to them. And Jonah got mad. And Jonah went out of the city and he sat on a hill and he had his hands on his hips and he was thinking, I still wish God would get mad with them. I know that God's forgiven them, but I still want God to squash them. So on the 40th day, he sat there and he just waited. He waited thinking, is God going to do it or is God not going to do it? Well, God taught Jonah a lesson. This was in the Middle East, probably a desert area, and it was very, very hot. And God showed Jonah that God was a God who's very kind. And in the story, God made a big plant come over him. It stopped the sun from hitting him and hurting him. And Jonah sat there and he loved it. He had a little sleep. He had a little rest. He enjoyed not being in the heat of the sun. But the next morning, God wanted to show Jonah that it's good that God's kind. It's good that God's merciful. It's good that God's slow to get angry. And it's good that God loves people. What God did to that big vine that was helping Jonah in the sun, he sent a little woodly worm. And the little woodly worm munched on the vine, and a miracle happened. The vine just shrunk and withered, and suddenly Jonah didn't have any shade anymore. He just had the big bad sun beating down his head. And then God sent a wind, which made the hot air blow all on Jonah. And you know what? Jonah started shouting at God again. What are you doing, God? Why are you hurting this plant? This plant's never done anything against you. Now, deep down, Jonah was being selfish because he liked the plant above him. But he was saying, God, what are you doing hurting this plant? We find that in verse 10 because God starts talking to Jonah and he says, you've been concerned about this plant. Jonah worried about the plant and the plant's feelings. Not that plants have any feelings, but the point was this. Jonah, you silly sausage. You care about a plant. The plant that just sprung up yesterday and is gone tomorrow. You care about that. God's message is, shouldn't I care about things that are a little bit or a big bit more important? Animals, they come at the end of the passage. Shouldn't I care about them? Well, compared to a plant, of course God should. People, lots of people, 120,000 people in the city of Nineveh, even though they're bullies, even though they're bad, shouldn't I care about them? And the answer is yes. Now, Jonah had forgotten that God was kind to him, and he should have remembered that. Maybe sometimes we forget that God's kind to us. And it's when I realize that God's being kind to me, I don't mind that God is kind to other people. I think Jonah forgot that. That's why he got cross. We need to remember that God is kind. He's slow to get angry. He's got massive, massive love for you and for me. And times when I am good, well, God still loves me. Times when I find it tricky to live in God's world, the message we need to hear is God still loves me. And he proved it by sending his son to die for you. We don't need to go up and down, up and down, up and down in our hearts. We can know that God's heart loves us, even when we turn away from him. So let's trust him. And we should remember, because we know we're people that love God and don't love God and love God and don't love God. We should remember that God cares for people that just don't love him as well as those that love him. We should care about bullies at our school, and maybe even we should start being kind to them, and maybe we should start praying for them that God would save them, help them, have mercy on them, and bless them. Isn't it very good that God is kind? Isn't it good that God is compassionate? Isn't it good that God's really slow to get cross? Isn't it good that God's loving? Because that means he won't get cross with me if I trust him. And he'll keep loving me forever if I trust him. And it's good news for my family that aren't Christians, because it means God can help them and save them. And it's good news even for people that bully me. And it's good news for your family and bullies in your life. So let's just have a think. Think about God and thank him that he doesn't get cross quickly. Let's thank him that he doesn't get cross quickly with us. Let's thank him that he loves us, even when we're bad and even when we're bullies. And why don't you pray for those one or two people that maybe you don't like that much? Thankfully, God does. And let's pray that God saves them as well.